It's 11:34 a.m. Good morning. It's time to get out of bed if you're just listening to this and you're waking up. Unless you want to go back to sleep, then go back to sleep. Listen to this later. Why are you listening to this as soon as you wake up? Well, this is probably not a bad thing to listen to. I could ease you out of bed. You know, we're waking up together. Just kind of take in the day a little bit. Take in the news of the day. It's sunny out. I think it's a fine temperature if you're here in New York City area. Probably all Northeast. It's not like the weather is like that much different in Philadelphia or Boston, you know. Even up, if you go as far up as Toronto, it's probably like 2 degrees different. And really, if you're not living in the Northeast, what are you doing? I know, Pietro, you're out there in California. It's sunny, it's nice, but of course you got coyotes. I watched this movie last night, Invitation. It starts it takes place in Los Angeles. The first thing that happens, guy hits a coyote. Then he goes to this house party where there's no reception on your phone, no phone reception. There's always dinner parties in Los Angeles. Dinner parties in general ain't no party. You know what I mean? It's this it's too formalized. A party is, you go in, there's a bunch of people, and, you know, not this, how do you know, oh, well, how do you know Frank? Oh, isn't that interesting? I haven't been to that many dinner parties, to be quite honest. But, why did I say to be quite honest? Well, it was a... Let me be honest with you. Let me not pry you full of the usual lies that I spew. I am typically pretty honest on this show. I can't think of a lie that I told. I mean, have I told a lie on this show? Probably. I'm not gonna be like, I'm the most, you know, the most honest person ever. I probably lied on this show. I can't imagine what I lied about, but I might have just, to simplify a story, maybe I lied. Is that a lie then? I guess it's a lie. I mean, a lie is just not telling, it's telling something that's not true. Right, I mean, I don't know. It becomes this. That's a thing in the news. Like, can we call this a lie, or is it a misstatement? It's not true. They say if you say something that isn't true, it's a fucking lie. But oh my God, did he say it's a lie? Well, that becomes the word that we're worried about. Lie. Shit. If lie is the word that offends people, and not like ethnic slurs, that is interesting. That ethnics, that's the worst. Ethnic slurs are the worst because they're kind of like a weird rage go-to, or they used to be. I feel like. For some reason, the first thing you want to hit somebody with is whatever a larger group you see them a part of. You know, like if, let's just say, if it's a white guy on white guy, you're not going to be like, you white motherfucker. So then it's like, if they're wearing like a Red Sox hat, you'd be like, you Boston fucking asshole. That's what I would do. And I would only feel comfortable doing that to like, I would call anybody from Boston a fucking Boston asshole. Not that that's like a witty fucking insult. Hey, let me say the city that you're from and then then put asshole on it. It's not very inventive. But when I'm angry, I don't get very... When I'm angry, that's all I can get out. That's why I stopped. I'm trying to stop being angry at strangers because it has... to my surprise, me getting angry and yelling at a stranger for what I deem to be the breaking of rules of society, which I think is a fine thing to enforce. But for some reason, whenever I say, hey, you fucking dick, I don't say, hey, you fucking dick, but I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? Or, yo, what, you know, whatever. I come at it with an angry tone. And you know what? That doesn't help. People don't respond well to that. I think they should be like, oh, I'm sorry. I am so dumb. You are very smart, obviously, and have a great way with people. So that, but I stopped doing that. Pretty much, yeah. I've stopped doing it a lot. It used to be kind of like I've talked about it a million times. It was like a weird rage addiction. And, but I just pretend that I'm famous and I can't like yell at people on subway platforms because, someone will take out their phone and it'll end up on TMZ. So I'm making it in my brain that I'm famous. That's good. And, then I also don't get angry at somebody. Did you guys see this, Pete Davidson? Congratulations to Pete Davidson on his engagement to Ariana Grande. Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. I remember, you know, anybody in New York has like a Pete. Oh, I was at this show and this fucking 16-year-old kid shows up to do stand-up as Pete Davidson. He's showing me 16 years old. I remember he'd smoke cigarettes at 16, as I did, and I wasn't there to stop him. You know, I'm not his mentor of any sort. I'm just a guy smoking cigarettes out front of a show, and he'd be out there smoking cigarettes, and then he'd be like, you know, I'm in high school. He would like, and I had known this, and he said it like he was like, isn't that something? But I already knew it. If I didn't know it, it probably would have surprised. So I was like, went out of my way to act not surprised. And was like, you should drop out. And what I really should have done is be like, wow, that's amazing. Let me be your best friend because you're going to be really famous. And then me and Jacqueline would be going to this Ariana Grande Pete Davidson wedding now. But I didn't do that. I mean, I still see him around. I should say hello. We're friendly. But I don't, definitely nowhere near wedding invitation friendly. Not even close. That's, I try to keep that distance with people in general. Like, good enough friends to be like, hey, you want to go to the movies, but not good enough to ask me to like, to an event, like a wedding. You wouldn't expect me to go to your wedding. Because I don't want to go to your wedding. Do I want to go to the Pete Davidson Ariana Grande wedding? Sure. But we don't even have each other's phone numbers or anything. That would be weird. You ever get like a wedding invitation to like a wedding that you like shouldn't have been invited to? I haven't. But when I got married, I think I invited some. I got overzealous with the inviting, and there were some people that got invited. Like, why am I invited to this fucking wedding? I don't really know this guy well enough. I just thought it was, you know, you should invite everybody. But I was an idiot. All right. Well, let's do one news story. There was the, of course, the Trump, Kim Jong-un thing, but I don't know enough about that to speak to it. I hope it all turns out well. A couple of weirdos getting weird, you know, eating some cheese. I would imagine there's cheese available. Let me see if there's any. If there's a good story, like a nice story that makes me feel happy, I'll read it. Otherwise, if everything is death and destruction, yeah, a lot of death, a lot of not great stuff. So you know what? Fuck the news today. Well, we got this, there's some agreement signed and some meeting between the president and the fucking, whatever they call that, the supreme leader, Kim Jong-un. So that's good news. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.